USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another 50 tornadoes registered on Memorial Day in the nation's midsection, and perhaps the biggest touchdown in Dayton, Ohio, where there are no reports of death or serious injury, but there's been a great deal of damage. Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton.
We do know that the damage was significant and that many citizens and folks are still without basic services.
Tornado threats continuing through this week, today from Kansas City into western Illinois and also Pennsylvania and again Ohio. President Trump on his way home after a four-day state visit to Japan, where he publicly disagreed with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on North Korea's missile testing. The president saying it hasn't personally bothered him. Shinzo Abe said he found those same tests to be of great regret. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter says when he served in the Marine Corps, he took photographs of dead bodies. Hunter making the remark while defending Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher over the weekend. Gallagher accused of war crimes, including taking pictures with dead combatants and shooting unarmed civilians. As we told you, the president is on his way back home after his state visit to Japan. He did make a Memorial Day stop before his departure, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States.
Together you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti will be making multiple appearances in federal court in Manhattan today. His first court appearance over accusations he tried to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening to go public with embarrassing information about the company. He will then go before a different judge for allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his former client Stormy Daniels. He plans to plead not guilty in both cases. The latest edition of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes, and John Clemens has more on the story.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years, due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Bill Buckner, the former Major League Baseball player, is dead at the age of 69. His family says he was battling severe dementia. He had been chosen by the Dodgers in the second round of the 1968 draft and went on to play 22 seasons in the majors, also playing for the Cubs, Red Sox, Angels, and Royals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.